Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the Ooze.
Looks like you got four big dicks in the room, so who's gonna fucking slap this shit down first?
Basically, and then focus on the problem at hand. You're not dealing with the emotion, you're dealing with the issue.
Richard, it's a big long-winded speech to all passes up today for you gentlemen, but unfortunately I'm somewhat bankrupt.
Now onto our show.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm T.C. Downey, Beast Zeno, and this is my co-host Dark Fool. How you doing today, man?
Doing really well today. How you doing, man? I know right up front we have some technical difficulties, but...
Yeah, I want to make mention that I'm working real hard to get the chat room open for anybody that's listening. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for Blog Talk Radio to resolve its retardation issues... if you want to call in and discuss this subject, the call-in number is 347-989-1371. We'd appreciate your participation. Today's show, actually, is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. And I'll sort of explain why as I give it an introduction. It has come over the years to kind of symbolize, well, let me first say that it, okay, see, this is because I'm frustrated because the goddamn chat room. But
well, that's also near and dear to both our hearts at the moment, but yeah, go ahead.
Alright, anyhow, today's topic in specific is Lucifer, the light bearer, and the relation to enlightenment that has developed over the years, which is what I was trying to get out of my blabber mouth about two or three fucking minutes ago before I realized that I was just having like a verbal clusterfuck. So what I've come to notice over the years, I've been a participant in Satanism for, I'd say, about 18 years. That seems about right. I was about 15, 16 years old the first time I actually decided myself to be a Satanist. But I've always, my whole life, kind of been attracted or drawn and interested in the caricature of Lucifer, because to me, Lucifer and Satan are two separate entities. And I think I'm going to try, hopefully, this show to... explain why that dynamic exists in my mind and see how other people actually feel about it. So, for me, Lucifer is definitely a symbolism of enlightenment. The story itself, depending on which context you take it in, most of the time revolves around him coming to this realization that he doesn't want to serve this thing that he thinks is beneath him. And so, in one profound moment, one moment of enlightenment, he realizes that the course of history is going to be completely different because of this. And, so that's, I think, where the actual attachment to enlightenment comes fictionally to it. Over the years, Lucifer has kind of associated itself to, the Venus. Is it Venus? Yeah, Venus, the morning
Venus,
star.
Correct.
Right. So really kind of an interesting thing because, at least speaking in terms of astrology, Venus is visible during dusk and during dawn, which is why it was termed the morning star.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Yep.
The thing that's interesting about that is that makes it both the first star to be seen from the skies, even though it's a planet, not a star. But it's the first and last to be seen. which I think is a really fascinating facet all by itself, because it's led to things like the concept of the fall of Lucifer, as well as the concept of the rise of Lucifer, which is more how I kind of view it. I view the fall to happen for Satan and the rise to happen for Lucifer. And this is just, of course, my interpretation of mythology. I think that the fall was from divinity to a primal state, you know, man. And the rise is man's quest to become divine. And again, once again, there's the tie right there to enlightenment. So, with that being said, do you have thoughts on Lucifer?
I sure do, and I'm with you about 90% of the way. I would say the one area that I disagree with is that them being, you say Satan and Lucifer being separate beings. I personally see it as the same being. I mean, mythologically speaking, things morph over time. I mean, this is something that has happened throughout centuries, like particularly with like Egyptian gods, for example. You see, Amun being, morphed into Ra, making Amun Ra, etc. And mythologically speaking, I see both Lucifer and Satan as the same being. Being Lucifer before the fall and then being Satan after the fall, and then rising again would be like going back up into the Luciferian aspect. But there's a lot of varying interpretations of these degrees, and I want to mention right off the bat that I will be saying, speaking from a few sources, particularly from postmodern Satanism, giving Jason King some mad props, because he has an interesting perspective on this whole Luciferian-Satanic dichotomy.
Oh, I agree with that entirely. One thing that I did want to make mention here real quick, again, for anybody that's listening, the chat room at this point in time seems to be having some kind of a e-retardation going on, and it won't open up. So if you're interested in discussing this subject with us, again, the call-in number is 347-989-1371. But to get to more of what I was saying, I realize that a lot of people look at Satan and Lucifer as being the same entity, and one just being a representation of a certain aspect that's maybe left behind or drawn out, depending on which way you want to view it.
Okay. Well, I definitely see. I mean, if you look at the roots, one is Hebrew and one is Latin. One is Latin Roman influence. So yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from as far as the separation occurs.
Right. Well, I think it's interesting because in a few different statements, I think that I can maybe give my ideology of what the differences between the two entities are. Lucifer, in my mind, has always been a young-looking, angelic, so to speak, childlike young male who's, full of majesty, full of this sense of glory. And where Satan, I think, more represents like undefiled wisdom, the real cold hard truths of the world. Satan, in my opinion, is much closer to the kingdom of the earth or the element of the earth than Lucifer is. Lucifer, in my eyes, is more of an air entity. Something symbolizing the quest upwards. The rise, like I said. So that's one dichotomy that I can present. That I think are very strong differences between the character of Satan and the character of Lucifer. Satan is more about worldly pride, where Lucifer is more about divine majesty.
Yep, you and I definitely agree on that aspect. I see the satanic as the lower nature, the carnal nature. Like you said, the brutal, savage aspects of the world, and then, of course, the Luciferian being like the higher wisdom, the higher knowledge. And that actually leads me right into what I was going to start bringing up in Jason's book. You know, to quote directly, it says, the current is twofold, with the satanic being the nature of the world as hostility, adversity, and the Luciferian being the thrust towards betterment and enlightenment.
Yeah, I remember reading that section in Postmodern Satanism and completely agreeing with Jason at that time, too. It's certainly a dichotomy that's present, I think, and is being explored, but I think there are others as well. In my mind, the undefiled wisdom that Satan represents is different than what we would call enlightenment. The wisdom in my mind is old knowledge, ancient knowledge. It's established knowledge, where enlightenment is more of a new realization, a new revelation, shall we say. So I think that's another really interesting aspect of it, and something that I kind of took in context in some of what Jason King had written in Postmodern Satanism, that he might agree with me on this. So.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely on the same page with that. And that actually brings me to another thing I wanted to discuss too on this show. There's been a lot of reference to enlightenment and bearing the light, bearing gnosis and bearing wisdom. And I want to bring up if there are any similarities. I'm throwing this out there for anybody who wants to call in, because I would like to talk about this and see if I can broaden my own horizons. The difference between, you know, the light, gnosis, and wisdom, and the black flame that has been referred to often in Satanism. Do you have any thoughts on that offhand, Beast?
I do. I think that the thing that I gather of it is that the black flame, again, is more representative of old knowledge of, for a flame to be black, it would have to be very, very hot, very, very tempered for many, many years, I think. You know, the temperature couldn't just, like, burst into that color. It would have to heat to that point. Whereas the light, again, I think is more of a personal realization or a personal truth. You know, it's putting an idea in your mind to the fire, and that you know, forges your understanding, your enlightenment. So the difference is, things that, are just so obviously the nature of man as an animal, and the nature of the animal kingdom, and those are their own type of wisdom. And then there's those personal
right.
truths for yourself. And those personal truths are what I, would deem the enlightenment. So I think that's where that dichotomy happens.
Absolutely. And even Anton LaVey describes the black flame as representing one's inner personality and desires. So, I mean, that coincides perfectly with, the inner dark nature of the world. And then, of course, so you would probably see as kind of a difference. So you would see it, in short, to see that as a difference between the other type of knowledge.
Right, absolutely. And I think it's very clear in that manner.
And I would agree, absolutely.
Maybe poke at a point in Christian mythology where I think there might be a dichotomy present there. There were two trees in the garden, and one symbolized the knowledge of good and evil, which would be an enlightenment. It'd be a realization of a personal truth. And the other symbolized eternal life or everlasting life. So I think that would be more representative of the continuation of the earth long after our flesh bodies have turned to ash again.
See, that's another aspect. I'm glad you brought up, the Christian mythology, because from a Christian's perspective, it looks as if Lucifer was the one that, by giving us light, he actually stole paradise from us and thwarted God's plan to make us more perfect, but obviously from the left-hand path, that takes on a totally different meaning. And we see, you know, obviously we see Lucifer coinciding with, like, Prometheus, for example, in Greek myth, you know, giving wisdom and light to man, obviously from the garden of from the tree of knowledge in the garden of, you know, Eden.
Absolutely. I think that that's the second stand that he takes, where he, not only has he said, I will not serve, but then he says, you're deserving of knowing as I know, too. You know, I mean, this is just, of course, my paraphrasing of what's going on, but it's the second time. It's the same kind of thing that we've seen reoccurring in history. For instance, the freedom of black people in America, you know, the abolishment of slavery. That was, you know, that would be the I will not serve point. And then later on, equal rights evolves, and that is the you deserve to know as I know.
Absolutely. And I would see a second stage kind of occurring to that, you know, in regards to the mythology being impingent upon the world, you know, or, you know, coming into reality. For example, we have the spread of information. I mean, you and I wouldn't even be doing this show if information were not spread. And I link that myself to the satanic current and to the spread of knowledge, the spread of wisdom, the spread of enlightenment.
We got a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and put them through as soon as I can get Blog Talk Radio to work right anyways. not yet. We're getting there. Wow. All right. Is it going to work or what? Caller, just hang on. I'm trying here. Hello? Oh.
Hello?
Are you there? Let's try it one more. Are you there? No?
This is Venus.
I heard her for a second. Yep, there
Venus.
We go.
Hi, Venus.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Hi there. Hi, guys. I'm really enjoying this topic today. I think it's a great topic to discuss.
Well, thank you. Do you have thoughts on anything that's been said so far? I know, I was actually mentioning prior to the show to Matt that I assumed that you would be one of the people that's probably most expert on this subject.
Great. Well, see, I think it was back in 2008, I had involved myself in a research project, and this research project was focused on trying to show the differences between Satan and Lucifer, because in a lot of different Satanist venues, I had encountered people who made the claim that Satan is Lucifer or that Lucifer is Satan. So this research project was a way for me to really dig into the history of Lucifer so I could really separate the history of Satan from Lucifer. And what I found was that there's a lot of mythology on Lucifer, but unfortunately, a lot of this mythology is Christian.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, and this Christian mythology is where Satanists like to draw their ideas about Lucifer from. Now, prior to the Christian mythology was the actual Roman mythology of Lucifer. And in the Roman mythologies, Lucifer was, of course, the morning star. And Lucifer was never referred to as being fallen. Lucifer was a god in his own right, who had a twin brother named Noctifer, which was also the same star that was seen in the west certain times of the year. Well, anyway, this star, as a god, the role of Lucifer was to awaken all of the other gods. Lucifer was born of the morning, born of the goddess of the morning. From there, it was his duty to awaken all the other gods. And I think that's a very important aspect to focus on, because if you think about it, isn't that what Lucifer's role really is? To awaken the god that's within? To me, that's very symbolic. Very symbolic.
Absolutely. I would completely agree with you on that. That's kind of the reasoning I have for making Lucifer my personal avatar. So...
Uh-huh.
That's been, I guess, my case. This whole show really is that that is the enlightenment. The quest towards divinity is the awakening of the inner God. So,
right.
And hence why he's associated with the morning star, the beginning,
right.
And the one seen during the day and at night.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, Lucifer also had other aspects too, because the God's name Lucifer, it was also used as a title. It was a title that was applied to other gods and goddesses, especially during certain times of the year, during certain Roman festivals. Let's say for Diana, there was Diana Lucifera, which would be the height of her essence, the height of the ritual, you know. And this Lucifera prefix showed that it was the goddess in its most brilliant and outstanding aspect. So there's a lot of mythology tied to Lucifer that shows us that it's possible to reach into that inner divinity. And another thing is that Satanists usually ignore the Venus-Lucifer aspect. The Venus-Lucifer aspect is the fact that the Romans that venerated the same star in two different ways. It venerated Lucifer as the morning star, but it also venerated Venus. And these two beings were very similar in some aspects. What they were known for in Roman mythology was being very beautiful. Their essence was so beautiful that nothing else compared to them. And there's one particular mythology that I really enjoy between Venus and Lucifer. In this story.
Real quick, I've got another caller on the line, so let me put them through, okay?
Okay, great.
Awesome. Okay, caller, you're on the line.
Yeah, what's up, Bezino?
Chicken wings,
hey,
how are you?
It's chicken wings. It's got to be the chicken wings. If it ain't the chicken wings, I don't know who it is. No, but seriously, I mean, I wasn't going to do this, but I had to call bullshit. And I'm sorry, Venus, that I had to call bullshit on you, but you mentioned, forgive me if I'm wrong here, but you said something about Noctifer.
Noctifer, yes.
You said that was actually... See, here's what I'm going to do. What I would like is if you could provide me with any... I'm not even going to say scholarly. You can go any which way you want to go with this. Reference to that word ever being used ever.
Yes.
Outside of our friend using it. Okay.
Yes.
Because
yeah, okay,
it's just
right.
Help me with
okay,
that.
Well, I understand your confusion, but
thank you.
this is actually funny. The pre-Christian stories about Lucifer are very rare. They're very hard to find unless you know where to look for them. So. What I would like to do is I would like
no, this is not an invitation.
An
this is not an invitation to wax poetic. This is an invitation to give me some sources on that
well,
usage. Because you're talking about Noctifer would be the bringer of night, or it would be the inverse of Lucifer. And I get it. I know what that means. But it's not a parlance. It's not something that's used ever. And if you think it's something that's used, and you said it was something that was used within the mythos.
It's known within Roman mythos, which was...
Help me. Help me then. Help me with some references,
Christian
please.
Mythos, okay, the Christian mythos omits any words about Noctifer because... Of course, because
it omits. That means it doesn't.
JK.
Dude, I don't mean to be
JK.
Mean, but okay.
Sorry.
Now, if you are interested, I'd be more than happy to send you all the research that I have about Noctifer because I did do a special section within that research paper just on that subject, because I know how rare and valuable that is to people who are studying the pre-Christian legends about Lucifer.
You mean the evening star, right? The evening star would be Nocteifer, right?
Right. And
as opposed to the morning star, I get that, but it's not ever referenced, ever. I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. I'll bet you $100.
Okay.
I'll bet you $100 that word never appears anywhere. Period.
Well,
I'll bet you $100 that word never appears anywhere within anything of reference.
Well, this is funny, but I would be more than happy to take up that challenge, because I know exactly where the references are. The only thing I need
to
is to that exact word, to the origins of Nocteifer, to the way that the Romans related to Nocteifer, to the cult of Nocteifer, how Nocteifer was related to Lucifer, how the Romans eventually over time distinguished them as the same star, and eventually how the Christians did away with a lot of the essential stories of Lucifer and replaced him as a fallen angel. Now, listen, I have a document that I would love to send to you. It contains all of the references of what I'm talking about here. But the only thing that you'll have to do is maybe hit me up over at the forum, okay, and send me a PM, give me your email address, and I'll send it to you today.
I don't want an email. I would like it live on radio.
I have an idea, actually. I have the option of actually creating a blog portion to this channel that people can come back and look at. Venus, if you'd like, you could send it to me, and I will post it on the blog portion of this so that anybody archiving this show can come back and look at the evidence and view it for themselves.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
I'd be very interested
in that, too.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I could probably have it out there in about the next 15 minutes. All right.
Excellent.
If I may, really quickly, just returning to the topic at hand, now that we've got everybody here, or a good portion of our regulars, thank you for calling in. Venus, if you could get back to what you were saying about about Lucifer, and the question I had earlier was how that ties in, within your research paper, how that tied in with the dark aspects of Satan, and how these beings tied in, how they differ, how they relate, etc.
Right. There's an important distinction to make when it comes to differentiating Lucifer from Satan, okay? The difference between Lucifer and Satan, the only thing you have to do is look at the origins of their names. Satan has a Hebrew origin. Lucifer has a Roman origin. See,
right, and I brought that up at the beginning of the show.
Right, exactly. The two names do not come from the same root, of course. And another thing that you did mention earlier is that someone here mentioned Satan is the carnal, okay, and then Lucifer is the spirit. This is how Satanists like to relate to Satan and Lucifer, the body and the spirit. Now,
I said more of the aspects of the carnal and then the higher knowledge. And then we went on the topic of the black flame and, you know, Gnosis. But, I didn't exactly say spiritual, but, yeah, I meant something higher.
Right.
Yeah, what do you mean by spiritual, Venus? What do you mean by spiritual? When you use the word, you call yourself a spiritual Satanist. What does that word mean to you? I'm just curious.
Me, the spiritual is, I like to experience the spiritual in my life, because the spiritual is what connects me
to
the world.
But what is it?
It's what connects me to the world in a meaningful way. It's what
enables me. But what is it?
It's the spirit.
But what is it? Come on now, don't make me be a jackass. You're making me be a jackass here. And I love it, because that's the role I play. But hey, I'm still here calling bullshit, and what I'm saying is, what does that mean to you? Not because I'm calling bullshit, because I really don't. I think you really are a spiritual Satanist. And I get that.
Yeah.
I just don't think you're willing to put your foot down and tell people what you mean by that.
I've dedicated most of my work in Satanism to explaining that. So, but
you've not done it to me. You've not done it to me. If there's anyone else out there that think, okay, tell me. Tell me, Beast. What does it mean to her?
I honestly, I don't know exactly what it does mean to her.
Exactly.
It's off topic.
It's off topic?
I'm going to take a stab at this. I'm gonna take a stab at this. I believe that Venus, correct me if I'm wrong, but being a spiritual Satanist means that, okay, so we have our... We obviously say that the carnal has its place, that worldly things have its place within the world. I mean, it has its place within a Satanist. Like, we obviously put the carnal or the things in life before the spirit, but you don't cut out the spirit altogether. And what the spirit means is actually that thing outside of ourselves. We prefer to go outside of ourselves and look at other aspects and put ourselves aside. So it's kind of like a selfish / non-selfish duality. Am I close?
Well, I think that's a very beautiful way to put it. Very nice. For me, being a spiritual Satanist allows me to experience all of life. Not just the physical and the carnal, but also the spiritual and the symbolic.
The symbolic, okay. So things that can only be represented through symbols, through allegories, that can't exactly be confined to the crystallization of the world and of the flesh and trapped in form.
Right. You know, I think a lot of people who are into Lucifer take a very spiritual road with that. To them, it's very spiritual. So, anyway, I'm going to upload those documents, and I want to thank you guys for having me as a guest, and continue on. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Let me put this on the record. Can I put this on the record?
We're rolling.
I hope those documents that are being uploaded are primary and not secondary or, as I fear, tertiary.
Oh, no,
so,
they are the primary one and only source.
I hope so. I seriously hope so. Because then I'll be proven wrong and I'll eat my fucking, I'll eat my foot.
Okay.
But
all right, Jason.
If I'm wrong, you'll eat your foot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You'll eat your foot?
This is very interesting information. It's very, very rare, and people really have to dig to find this kind of information. So I think you're going to find it to be very interesting.
All right.
I hope so.
Venus,
yep.
The email address for me, you have that already, right?
Nope. You're going to have to hit me up at Finn in the message. Just shoot me a message right there, and... I will send it to you within the hour.
Okay, sounds excellent. I'll get that right over to you. Thank you very much for your input on it, on everything.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Always good to have Venus Satanis on the line. That's always awesome.
Absolutely.
I just have to say, I'm sorry.
Now, what about you, Jason? You obviously have written a bit on Lucifer, and you obviously have some understanding of him. Do you have a particular angle or aspect? Do you view him as the same as Satan, or as being a separate?
Yes, I do, but only because he was co-opted. Obviously, the character was co-opted. It wasn't really co-opted. This is a linguistic pun. This is one of these kind of things where it's like, two different languages trying to get at the same thing by saying something different. You're talking about Jerome's translation of basically the Old Testament, basically Isaiah. And what he was doing was he was translating the Hillel ben Shahar or Shakar, depending on however you want to fucking phrase it. That being was a being that was relevant only to Isaiah's prophecy regarding the king of Babylon. So it referred essentially to the king of Babylon, but it was taken, and then, of course, if we're to look at how, I mean, there's an old saying, the winner writes the history, and that's kind of the way it is. So the winner writes the history, and then you have Jesus, and I'm putting that in quotes, Jesus saying that I beheld Lucifer or Satan falling from heaven, etc. He's referring back to that same prophecy is what he's doing. So that connects the two divergent. Now, we could very well be arguing whether or not Satan is a literal or a good term with regard to mythos. We could be arguing that as well with regard to the serpent and in Eden and stuff like that. Is the serpent in Eden, is that Satan? I mean, you have the purists that will say, no, it's not. The word Satan appears nowhere in there, etc. It's a serpent. It's Nephesh. How do you deal with that? I mean, obviously, mythos translate over time and become dependent on other mythos. Obviously, the mythos of Lucifer was dependent on the mythos of other mythos, and the mythos of Satan was dependent on other mythos, and then you have, let's sneak in Samuel here, or Samael, however you want to pronounce it. And it's just, it's really interesting to see how people get so pissy about Lucifer is not Satan. He's not Satan. To me, a myth is only important or only relevant insofar as one can put it to practical use. To me, and this is where I get
agreed,
back to what Dark
100%.
I get back to what Dark Fool was saying. This was exactly what I was going to say. I trust me, I did not, because I'm too drunk to, you know, fucking rephrase my shit. But the point is that for me, the mythos is in the reverse. That's how I interpret it, meaning that Satan is the more primal. Satan is the real, and then Lucifer is the ideal, and it's what Satan ascribes to in the reverse. It's the reverse of the mythos to me, and that's what makes it beautiful to me as a Satanist. Now, I realize that not everybody's going to vibe with what I'm saying, and that's cool, but to me, the Luciferian is the perfection of the Satanist current. The Satanist current is like adversarialism, and it's like the dog-eat-dog shit, and it's the shit we all deal with, and like, you know, oh, the dog has, he's biting my foot and shit like that. But the Luciferian is the dog is biting my foot for a fucking reason. You know what I'm saying? I realize that's kind of crude, but that's really where I'm coming from with it, in that the Luciferian is the adversarial with a purpose, or with driving forward, or with enlightenment, or with, well, all that comes because of us, because we are the Adam Kadmon, or we are the man in the middle. We are the man in the middle of being both purely profane and purely divine.
And
I love Crowley so much in that regard, but go ahead, Darkfool.
Okay.
I know you have a lot to add to this.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Actually,
Go ahead,
you guys would just give a quick second. We do have another caller on the line, so I wanted to get them in real quick before we get into Darkfool's aspects here.
I hope it's Naga Siva so I can say he's a punk-ass bitch to his face.
Alright, I believe it's Zach. Zach?
Oh. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
I guess, once again, guys, I was just listening. I wasn't actually trying to call in. I didn't push the Q button. I'm just chilling. Just ignore me.
The Z-Man is at the top of his game, dude.
Well, yeah, man. He's moving his pimp ass to fucking San Diego, man.
I'm in San Diego. Enjoying the sun.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
All right, Jack. Well, I'll go ahead and put you on mute again, bro, and we'll talk to you on Friday here. So, sounds good?
All right, man. Okay, just to continue where I had left off really quickly, all I wanted to say was this is an aspect that I'm approaching in my own book. You say the Luciferian current, Jason, is the reason why things are dog-eat-dog, and I actually, within my book, am exploring those possibilities, the different possibilities as to what they could be. So, I mean, I just wanted to throw that in there.
I don't want to clarify or be a dick and say that I'm correcting you or anything like that, but I don't mean that's the reason that things are dog-eat-dog, but it's the higher expression
right.
of that dog-eat-dog.
Right, no. That's, okay, well, for lack of better words, yes, expression. That's exactly what I'm exploring. I'm exploring the different expressions as to why things are the way they are within my book.
Without man, without Adam Kadmon, there would not be a Lucifer. There would not be a higher principle of Satan. Satan would just be, you know, the lion and the gazelle. That would be the end of it. It's only the higher principle that this is why I press people like Venus, and I press people that claim to be spiritual, because I want to know exactly what it is that they're claiming. And none of them, to the face, can explain it to me. And I know what it is, but if they can't tell me what it is, or at least explain something, and please, anybody that's listening to this show, please play back the entire show. And listen to the exchange, and listen to exactly how it went. Listen to the questions that were asked, and listen to the answers that were given. That's all I'm going to fucking say. You get what I mean? If somebody were to ask me, what do you mean when you say, and I don't say this, actually, I don't claim to be a theist, but if somebody were to say, oh, you claim to be a theist, what do you mean by that? I could give them a complete definition, mathematically even, of what I mean by theism. And perhaps that's
okay.
The problem. I don't fucking know.
I'm
going to
bite
awesome.
Right now. I'm going to bite. I'd like to hear this.
You'd like to hear what?
I'd like to hear you explain to me what it means to be theist.
Well, I'm actually not a theist. That's kind of what I was saying. But, you know, if somebody were to miscategorize me as a theist, what they might say is that I believe in holism. Holism is the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, or everything is connected to everything else. That's what might be called naive mysticism, if you will. I accept
okay.
that. Completely. I'm not somebody that thinks that, like, this is why I love the latest developments in physics, for example, is that you can have a particle that is completely isolated from another particle and yet is the twin particle of that other particle, and then you pass it through an experiment, and wait, lo and behold, it knows what the other particle was doing. It's almost like it's a mystical shit. The entire universe, to me, is built on that. It's built on that everything is...
Is that a scientific term?
Which one?
Mystical shit.
Mystical shit? Yeah, that is actually a scientific term. It's called...
Oh, okay.
It's called my nutsack. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you. No, but this is the way I approach it, and I hope that anyone will shoot me down on this, and Dan Dredd would be an awesome guy to shoot me down on something like this, or, you know, even, and this is kind of why, never mind, but the thing is,
sure.
I do believe that the entire universe is connected to the entire universe. The entire universe, what we call parts, or what we call divisions of the universe, are merely our limitations. They are not limitations on the universe itself or on the totality itself. The totality itself is perfect and is completely connected to every other piece of it. that we cannot see that is our limitation. I mean,
now,
if
let me ask you, JK, is there a connection here with the archetype of Lucifer and what you're talking about right now? Do you think
there
is one?
Of course, because Lucifer represents man. Man being the middle, man being the mean between the two extremes, the extreme of matter and the extreme of spirit. Lucifer represents man reaching his apex, or man, it's like, have you ever seen that picture? And I know you have, but I'll have to call it to mind here, of the guy reaching up and grabbing that fire. It's Prometheus, I think, within the art that I'm talking about, the particular art that I'm talking about. You know the art that I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Where the guy's reaching up and he's grabbing it. That is Lucifer to me. Is man reaching beyond his means, reaching beyond his particular limitations and understanding. See, that's what's so beautiful to me about humanity, is that we are capable somehow, and this is the mystery, and this is why I cannot deny, you know, this is why I have a problem with pure materialism, is that there is a part of man that reaches beyond himself and grabs something.
See,
do you get what I mean a little
bit? This is where I would kind of see people using the term spiritual Satanist. I think to an extent, most people can't find the words to describe it like you just did, but they see that.
I don't have a problem
themselves.
with labels like that. That's not my problem with Venus and... Well, Naga doesn't describe himself that way,
it's the fact that it hasn't been described properly.
I put her on the table and asked her, okay, and she call back in Venus, seriously. I put her on the table and asked her what she meant by it, and she could not tell me. I just told you what I mean when I say, and I don't take the label theist or spiritualist or what have you. I mean something exact by what I say, and I don't even mean what I said 5 minutes ago. I don't even mean that to be definitive of my stance. That's the best I could do given 2 minutes' notice, okay? That's the best I could do when put on the spot. But when put on the spot, some other people are going to hang the phone up and say, okay, I'm done, okay, fine. Thanks for having me, et cetera, et cetera. Fuck that, okay? I know I'm the bad guy. I get that. But then again, you know, I'm a Satanist, so whatever, okay? Carry
right.
on, man. This yeah. is some shit where, like, I'm burning all kind of bridges, but fuck it. I didn't even want to call in except for the fuck that the chat room isn't working.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I don't know what the hell the problem is with it, but again, did you actually catch the beginning of the show? Did you hear my analysis of the dichotomy?
You know, between turning over the chicken wings and stuff, maybe I didn't. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe I did though. I'm not sure. Help me out.
My contention here was that Satan represents an undefiled earthly wisdom of the world, and Lucifer, on the other hand, is more of a personal realization of a truth, or of any truth, of all truth, I should say, truth with a lowercase t, obviously, but I guess in that contention it could even be a truth with a capital T, as long as it's kept as your personal truth with a capital T, because I don't subscribe to the idea that there are universal capital T's. So.
I mean, I could almost subscribe to that with certain reservations regarding vocabulary, which is how we always, all of us that are thinkers, have to respond to each other, is that, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, and I would probably phrase it differently. But, yeah, I mean, to me, Satan is the world in action. It is the wheel turning. That's the image
sure.
that I use
sure.
over and over again. It's the wheel turning. It's not really intelligent per se, other than the fact that it is intelligently turning, which gives rise to what we understand, which is that the fact that we are, again, and this is the thing that I never included in postmodern Satanism, which is like the key, the missing key between the two, is the Adam Kadmon, which is basically the perfected man, or the man realizing the man as man, capital M, man. Do you get what I mean? Totally cabalistic.
I certainly do. What I would kind
right.
of want to point out is that I'm more categorizing things where you say, you know, that it's the world itself or the wheel turning. To me, it's more of the recognition or the intuition or natural understanding that the world will turn. I think that's a big difference there in terms of...
we don't make the world turn. The world turns independently of whether we care or not. We happen to be lucky that
we... can observe the world turning, and we can also... kind of intuitively understand that it will continue to turn.
In other words, it's that understanding that separates us from, say, little M men.
Correct.
Or even anything else. Or even ants, or... because ants are really cool. Have you ever seen ants, the way they roll? I mean, they roll pretty awesome, dude, satanic style. I mean, if you think about it, ants are one of the best species out there as far as satanic theory would probably concern, but they don't understand what they're doing. Or do they? I'm fucking, somebody tell me. You know what I mean?
Well, I see the exact opposite in that one, Jay, because they're going with a group and a hive mentality, and the Satanist is more of a do as thou wilt kind of a path.
No, I said that they didn't really.
Oh, didn't? Okay.
Yeah, I said they didn't really get, but no, I love the whole, you know, collective thing and what they have going on, but yeah, exactly. They don't. There is no individuality.
Right.
Let the record right. show, Your Honor, that I said didn't. No, I'm just kidding.
Did not.
I'm fucking around, dude. This is hilarious, man. This has actually turned out to be a good show, only because, you know, I came in and put the foot in Venus Satanus' face. No, I'm just kidding. Let that be on the record also, Your Honor, that I said that. Because, hey, look, check it out. I gave her a challenge, a $100 challenge, that she could not find me a record in anything ancient.
Challenge isn't over yet, Val.
It's not. You're absolutely right. And I'm actually waiting because I think maybe perhaps there's something that I don't fucking know. And I do. This would be cool to me. I would pay $100 just to see some shit like this. Just to see a record in the ancient archives of fucking Nocteifer? No, it ain't gonna happen. Not
you
without.
You know, if you lose, you can make that out to P.O. Box. No, I'm just kidding.
Not without some serious. What it's going to be is it's going to be some serious apologetics, and it's going to be some serious... Now, why do we have to be apologetic? See, I stopped being apologetic when I stopped being a Christian. Satanism, to me, is not about apologetics. It's not about, like, having to explain shit or, like, make excuses for shit. There's no reason to do that. In our position, we don't need to do that, okay? Now, I get that what's going to probably happen is that something is going to be offered and something is going to be explained and something is going to be apologized for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, hey, look, dude, I have $100. I will, dude, all she has to do when she puts that up is give me her, give me a way that I can PayPal her, and I'll do it. I'm a man of my word, I swear. If anybody knows, I'm a man of my fucking word. I will do it. And that should be the lesson that's taken away from this show, is that I'm a man of my word, and that somebody's going to fucking put down.
The light bearer, you know, Lucifer associated with enlightenment, and Jason King is a man of his word. Bottom line.
No, dude. Noctifer is not a mythical...
You know I'm fucking with you, right? You know that.
I know that, but what I'm saying is there was some bullshit that was put on the fucking table, and I was the one that called it. That's the only reason I called in, because I heard that bullshit, and I was like, what? That is some bullshit.
WTF.
That's why I called in. I didn't call in because, dude, Dark Fool, honestly, this is your first show, and I wanted this to be awesome for you without me fucking calling in and like sucking my own balls for a half hour. But you know what? That is some bullshit. And neither one of y'all called her on that bullshit. I will call her on that bullshit, and I'll call her on it again. Right now. It's 1:55. I will call again bullshit on that Noctifer bullshit. Okay, that's been said. I'll shut up. You have the floor, gentlemen. I'm sorry. Dude, I'm sorry, but it's what I do, man. This is what I fucking do, man.
Beast.
Yeah, I know. Gotta love him.
Gotta love him. He's chicken wings. You gotta love the chicken wings.
Oh,
hey,
man.
He said
in the description, he said call in. He didn't limit anyone, so.
No,
Beast.
I didn't. You know.
Yes, sir.
Beast.
Chicken
call
wings.
Me down off this. Call me down. Am I wrong? Is Noctifer something that is in the record? Is that something that's in the historical record? Do you know?
I have never come across anything, so I would be quite interested to see this. However,
exactly. That's where I'm rolling from, because, and I've studied a lot of fucking shit. And if she could educate me on this, it's worth $100 to me. It's worth $100 to me.
I got to be dead honest with you, JK. I'm rooting for her, man. I so think that this would be like the poning of the decade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, if she does it, I'm going to say I'm on the record again. If she does it, I'm pwned big time. I'm pwned big time. No, seriously. Fucking cap it. Fucking mic it. Fucking whatever the fuck, dude.
I think there might be a t-shirt in the making.
Yeah, there might be. In all honesty, JK, I don't always agree with your method, but I do like that you get the shit getting done. So, you know, this would be really interesting.
This, to me, was an awesome show just because, well, hey, look, you know, what fucking happened? I mean, you get the two... You got big guns coming at you, big guns, and then, well, you know, I mean, I'm gonna call it the way I want to call it, but you know, I'm not gonna call it that way. It was cool. In any case, because all she has to do is put up the evidence, and I'm pwned big time. I'm like, I got my thumb in my ass, dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got my thumb in my ass big time.
I'm gonna pay her
$100 if she's. If she's right, I will. This is on the record. I will pay her $100 if she's right.
That, I mean, at this point, if she does pwn you, dude, you know you have to apply for a job with Jeff Dunham, right?
With who?
Jeff Dunham.
who the fuck is that dude?
The ventriloquist, stand-up comedian. The guy with the Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, you know, Walter
no, but
the old dude.
Here's what I want to say. And here's what I want to say, and I want to put this on the record also, is that half-ass shit ain't going to count. It ain't going to count that we're referring to something by another name, and then we have to parse that, and then we have to get to... No, the word Noctifer has to appear in some ancient record for me to pay $100 and for me to be pwned. That's what has to happen. That's all I'm going to fucking say, and it's not going to happen. But whatever.
I don't know if Zachariah Sitchin's on it.
Guys, we got about 20 seconds left in the
Zachariah
show. I want to thank everybody who called
clown.
in. And check us out this next Friday, as actually Venus Satanis will be the special guest for the show.
Maybe I can call in and make her hang up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. I won't do it. I will not do it, I swear. I promise.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an interesting show.
All right, catch you next week.
Okay.